Oh, let's do it. Let's get it going. Thursday night, I am completely ready to roll. It's the Johnny B Show. We are live on 102.5 The Bone. Along with me is Big Wilkins.
You know, you took a little longer than you usually do to get in here.
Yeah.
You know, a little inside baseball.
Yeah.
Is usually I come in here, set everything up, you know, to switch the brakes out how you like to have them.
Thank you.
And then I wait for you to arrive. And
yep.
By the time I usually do that, you're in here and you're wiping everything down and doing your thing. He's not here.
Well, yeah, man.
Uh-oh. And you know what I thought? The first thing I thought, this is terrible.
It is terrible.
Don't get mad at me
because
for
you said it to
it.
Me. What?
I thought you had a heart attack.
Why do people always go to that?
Dude, I don't know.
Because I'm fat. Everybody assumes I'm just kind of a grabber.
The first thing that I thought of when you weren't here, not like, oh, he's running behind playing on his phone, was he had a heart attack.
How am I not supposed to take that the wrong way?
Look, this is my head. I can't help what goes on in there. It just things just sprout up.
Yeah.
And I knew that wasn't the case after I thought, but that was the first thing I thought of.
Well, let me reassure you once again. And look, I'm going to die young. All right? I'm going to die before my time.
You can't be mad at me.
But it's not going to be from a grabber, okay? I get regular checkups. One of the only dumb things that's actually working efficiently on my big, fat, gelatinous, horrible body is my ticker. I have great blood pressure. My heart has great function. Everything's great with it. It's wonderful.
Sure.
It is. I'm going to probably get cancer or something brutal like that, or something bad's going to happen. But it's not going to be a quick, you know, sweet release kind of death. I'm going to drag on and just be pathetic and have to be cared for. It's going to be gross. Or I'm going to do something really stupid and drive my fat ass off the skyway in a slippery rain crash.
Look, I knew it was irrational when I said it, but it was just unique that was the first thing that popped in my head.
Because you stereotype fat people.
Maybe.
It's wrong.
I might.
No, don't. Damn it.
Can't help it.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I have felt like crap for a week.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm not going to go get tested every time I feel bad. All right, I'm sorry. But I mean, this is more like body aches like hell. And just tired. I'm just lethargic and tired. And then my medical professional better half, you know what she says to me? You probably need some sleep. Yeah, I know. I got 7 years of sleep to catch up. It's never going to happen.
You should go get a COVID test.
I might.
I got mine.
Yep.
And obviously, since I'm here, the results, big negatory.
Congratulations, friend.
Yeah, thanks.
That's good news for me, too. So.
It very much is. I was very apprehensive because you convinced me that I had it.
I did not. I said
you did.
I said, you know, why don't you err on the side of caution? Like you live right there in St. Pete, and I've heard great things about the speed of the Mahaffey site, and I was right. You went in and out, got your results in one day. And
yeah.
Ta-da!
And I was good. I guess I just got some like little, you know, head cold or something, summer head cold.
I think I got the same thing you got. Like, it sucks. My sinuses are completely destroyed, and I just feel like doo-doo, and I don't know. I don't know what
to do. But I was like, man, I'm going to have to, you know, text people that I was around and be like, hey, just so you know. It's like if you find out you have herpes or something, you got to be like, call your ex-partners and be like, hey, I got this. Either I got it from you or I might have given it to you. I don't know.
Have we talked lately about like the responsibility if you do get COVID-19? Is it incumbent upon you, not legally, but maybe legally, like, but shouldn't you tell people if you've been in their establishment or if you've been, you know, obviously at your workplace, you got to tell people.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, if you've been to a restaurant, like, let's say I go to Applebee's and I find out the next day that I'm tested positive for COVID-19, I feel like I should call the Applebee's and be like, hey, I was sitting, you know, in this section last night. I was the fat guy that ate, you know, the 6 orders of wonton tacos that you are all wondering if I was going to have a heart attack before my drinks got there. I have COVID-19, and I think it's, you know, you guys should know and be aware. I don't know what your protocol is, if you're going to get tested or if you're going to wait to see signs of symptoms and then quarantine, but I was breathing all my COVID in your place last night. Like, you should tell people if you've been around them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what an Applebee's could do. I guess I could tell like the server or something.
Right.
But I mean, they can't track down
the
other
patrons. I wouldn't
tell
the customers. That's bad for business.
Wouldn't be able to track them down.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, my friends, I went to socially distanced, you know, Sunday pool get together. You know, there's only 10 people there, which is CDC regulations.
Sure.
But I was like, man, I'm gonna have to call them and tell them, you know, that you might want to go get tested.
Of course you do. And if then you're, you know, you're a real friend.
Having to message John and be like, hey, I was in studio last night.
Yeah. I'm still coughing, man.
It's like a little bit of a thing.
Hey, I'm happy now though. Now that I know you're negative, cough away, bitch. That's right. Cough a lung up, boy. Hope you don't have leukemia.
It's just my throat's dry.
Or tuberculosis. I hope you don't have tuberculosis. Jeez, oh, Pete.
Oh, man, my throat's really dry.
Yeah, you know whose throat is dry? I was, when I drove in, the nerd store next door.
Oh, yeah.
Like, look, I don't mean, I'm not trying to pick on people.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I am totally. But next door is where, like, the dorks hang out. And one of the guys was doing, like, the total nerd dork thing when I pulled up. It was like, God, man.
What does that mean?
He was outside, like, in the little patio area. And he had, like, a big one of those big, like, car battery vapes, like a big giant one.
In a fedora?
No, but he was just blowing these incredible, like, these.
Oh, ripping clouds.
Cumulus clouds all over himself to where you couldn't even see him. Like, he was a goddamn magic trick. Like, I walk by and I go, whoa, is that building on fire? No, it's a nerd blowing giant vape clouds all over himself, sitting by himself. Just blowing vape clouds, hoping that the dorks playing magic inside the store were like, man.
Guy rules.
Chad's like the baddest. He's the baddest guy here.
Remember they had like competitions and stuff.
I know. I hate them.
Initially.
I saw
I don't think they have them anymore.
There was a wedding that was themed after the big vape clouds. And like the whole wedding party was blowing these big thick ass vape smokes and taking their photos
and
stuff.
Dude.
No, not hell yeah, dude. You're a dork. You know what you are? You're the one that wore JNCOs 25 years ago.
I had a pair of JNCOs.
Yeah, exactly, nerd. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. That was wrong. I apologize.
Yeah, that's rude, man.
Yeah, I apologize, dude.
Effed up.
I'm still a little hurt that you thought I had a heart attack and died.
Sorry.
This is so mean, dude.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Will. No, I'm fine, man. Seriously. I have so many other problems. You know, you should definitely... plus, I'm on blood thinners, dude. It's hard to have a heart attack when you're on blood thinners. Come on, man.
Look, like I said, I know it's not rational. It was just, or maybe it was a stroke. You know, I don't know. I'm on blood thinners. I pictured you face down in that production room.
Oh, no.
And I was like, should I go in there and, like how am
I
going to
help me?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, obviously I can't do anything.
Call 911.
Call 911, right?
Jesus.
That's what I would do.
Save my life.
But that's why I was very relieved when I went, Johnny. And you went, oh, yeah, I'm coming. Oh, okay. Ooh. Oh, thank God.
I was the opposite of dying. I was living, Will,
because
I was on Instagram posting stories,
nice,
promoting the show.
Uh-huh.
We'll get to what the hell news and big, big stories in a moment. In the meantime, let's whore out our social media. We need all you guys to follow us because at the end of the day, we are 14-year-old girls and...
I am nothing without my following.
Instagram. I was just talking about it. You could see that I had a big old giant old man wild eyebrow hair going crazy in one of my stories that I figured out in the last second. Johnny B. Tampa on Instagram. Follow me. Interact with me. Slide in my DMs. That guy over there is home_made_man on all the social media platforms. Instagram, The Johnny B Show. Twitter, we do shout outs in the third hour. Coming up in just a little while, somebody will be awarded the top tweet of the night. It could be you. All you got to do is send your shout outs at Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at home_made_man. Hashtag B-holes on all your tweets so he can find you easier. And it could trend locally like it has done many, many weeks. So keep it going for us. We appreciate it. Facebook.com/The Johnny B Show. We put stories and videos and whatnots on the Facebook page. You don't have to just be a fat lady selling Yeti cups to be on Facebook anymore. You could actually go and enjoy the radio show right there on the Facebook page. And coming soon, more live streams from home with William and I. Before we get to the news, let's go to the phones. Johnny B Show, how can I help you?
Johnny B, hey, man.
What's up?
John calling in.
Hey, man. What's up?
Sensing the sensitivity from you for Will's comments. Maybe if you do have the COVID, you should just pay him back with the COVID hug in case you do get it, man.
Yeah, I don't think we have the COVID. I think we have some sort of a mild summer cold going on, but an allergies and whatnot. I was more hurt that he thought that I was having a grabber in the production room.
Friend on the phone, is that totally unreasonable for me to have? I mean, you know, just knowing Johnny's history.
Because I'm 48 years old and over 300 pounds.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
It's not crazy, but I think it warrants a bitch slap.
No, that's violence, and I will not. I do not condone violence.
Love.
Love, dude. That's right. I'm going to love him hard, and he's going to feel horrible. I'm going to get him with guilt. Thanks for the call, pal.
Yeah.
Later, bud. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Yeah, can I ask Johnny a question?
Yeah, you're talking to him. This should be good.
Oh, I apologize, Johnny.
It's okay.
Hey, I wanted to ask you a question about culinary foods.
Ooh.
Can you help me with something?
Ooh. You need a little advice in the culinary arts?
I do.
Well, go ahead, friend.
I'm going to be traveling down to Louisiana, and I didn't know if you've been there before.
Yes.
I never have, and I was wondering if you could make some recommendations for foods I should try.
What part of Louisiana are you going to be going to?
French Quarters.
Oh, so Nolens, huh?
There's
lots of good food in Nolens, friend. It's hard to go wrong. Now, I've not been there in about 15 years, so it's kind of hard right off the let me do a little deep thinking here on a couple places in Nolens that you want to try out. Now, what kind of – you want to get right into the Cajun cuisine? Are you looking for the best gumbo? What are you looking for?
Well, I like to experience something that is authentic and that I have not experienced before.
I see, my friend. Well – there's a place called Mother's. I want to say it's called Mother's or Mom's. I think it's Mother's. And it's near the French Quarter, and it's like soul food and New Orleans food. But it's really cool because these like old ladies will yell your name out when your food's ready, and they got like a little attitude to them. And I always put a fake name in whenever I've went, and they get really pissed off because they know it's a fake name. So they'll yell out like, "Laser beam, laser beam, your order ready, laser beam." And I'd be like, yep, that's me, laser beam. Yeah, but it's a great place. I'm trying to think of some other ones hopefully that are still there since I was in New Orleans. I know, let's see here. For beignets, Cafe Beignet in the morning is on the French Quarter. And that is that's where I go for my chicory coffee and my beignets. I know that. So, yeah.
Well, I have you on the phone real quick before you go. Can you tell me I've never had a crawfish,
yes.
But I love shrimp. Is there any comparison?
Nah, crawfish are like tiny lobsters, really. So, yeah, not far off them. But you want to get crawfish fresh. You don't want to get them frozen. I mean, that's my opinion. Oh, by the way, Commander's Palace. I just remember one of the places. If you want a nice kind of four-star yummy kind of dinner, you'll want to go there. It's a legendary joint. Yeah, very, very good. Okay. Yeah, and while you're there, get the pecan crusted golf grouper. Oh my God! Yeah, that's what I had. Boner time. You're welcome. Yeah, you like it. Crawfish though, you want to get crawfish fresh, and you want to go to a crawfish boil. Somebody that specializes in it. And there's places in Florida that will do it. But you want a nice hot boil with corn and sausage and S ton of cayenne pepper. Yeah, that's what you want, buddy.
I appreciate you, Johnny.
Later, pal. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Johnny B. Show, who it is?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Oh, it's Fritz, baby!
Oh, yeah.
This man was the feature cut of the day!
Hell yeah, smoking crack.
What's going on, dude?
Hey, listen, man. I lived in, right around the French Quarter for a year.
Yeah.
And I actually worked on Bourbon Street as a cook.
Nice.
But it's a bad place. It's a good place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live there.
No,
but
I agree.
Anyhow, to this guy that just called in, man, three things that you want to get. Some crawfish etouffee.
Yep.
And a po' boy.
Oh, yeah.
An authentic po' boy.
Damn right. Shrimp po' boy?
And... well, whatever, shrimp, oyster, whatever.
Damn right.
A muffaletta.
Oh, absolutely. You can get a good muffaletta around here sometimes.
Yeah, I've heard. You know, when my sister's out doing her EMT stuff.
Yeah.
She calls me on the phone, and she's like, "Guess what I mean?" I'm like, "What?
Penis."
a Mufalana.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you bitch.
I've had good Mufalata. Jason's Deli in Sarasota. I've had one from there, and it was really good.
Oh, my God. But I'm up here in Tarpon, man. Do
my
they deliver?
Darn poop. I don't know, pal. I'm sure Tarpon has something with it, though.
All right. Well, hey, I just wanted to call and check in with you guys. But, yeah, I heard that guy. If he's listening, those are my recommendations.
Well, thanks, man. Look, I need you to call in more often, like, because we need a replacement for Cherokee Smollett. And you actually call in with content. You bring something to the table. You have this bouncy type of happy energy about you that I love. And damn it, we need more Fritz in our life.
Oh, well, God, man. You know, that man, you know, the life that I live, that is such a compliment to me that you just uplifted my soul, bro.
Hey, that's what I'm here for, buddy. Let's uplift each other. Call in more often, you handsome bastard.
All right. Later, love you
bud.
Guys.
Bye. I like Fritz, man.
Yeah, I want to smoke crack with him.
Hell yeah, dude. Let's have a Fritzy crack night.
Crack party.
Like, we already got the job. Hey, they're not going to drug test us again.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And then if I get caught with crack, then I just tell them it's medicinal, because how many fat crackheads have you ever met?
Yeah, it's a weight loss supplement.
Unless they're cooking it in butter. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way to do it. Let's get some news going. Shall we?
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B. Show.
By the way, guys, we don't have a phone screener at night, so if you're calling in and all of a sudden it sounds like we picked up, but you're just hearing the show in your phone, it's because we picked up and I put you on hold immediately. That's how we do it at night. We're bare bones with the budget. So I don't have $10 an hour to pay a guy to answer my phones. I don't know about you, Will. Do you have the money?
I do not.
No. So we answer our own damn phones. Know what I'm saying? It's like Subway. They can't afford bread, so they make their own damn bread. And they eat fresh, I heard. I think I'm going to try that dumb rib sandwich this weekend.
Yeah, you should.
Just so I can, like, post about it on Instagram.
Let me know how it is.
I'm going to throw up. You know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to make a big-ass pot of chicken soup because I'm sick.
Yeah, bring me some, too.
Yeah.
I need it.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking New Orleans. Is New Orleans still there?
Yeah.
It didn't get hit by the hurricane?
No. The hurricane funny you should say that. I just happened to have it in our news. It was kind of a big story today. Yeah, Laura, we could jump right in and just get on the Laura train right away. Man, that does remind me of my first wife. So Hurricane Laura hit late last night, pretty much an hour or two after the show ended last night.
I went home, and there was a live stream of a guy that was in Lake Charles.
What?
And he was like in a parking garage.
I would have liked to seen that.
And I watched the storm roll in. It was insane.
Yeah.
I mean, the wind was intense. Windows breaking, stuff just flying by. At one point, he was sitting in a car, and an air conditioner from a roof went by, almost hit his car.
Oh.
And he was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And had to, like, move behind the barricade.
I'd have been screaming at the damn monitor, like, get out of there, you jerk off.
It was seriously intense. Yeah.
Trying to kill yourself, fool. What are you doing? Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people risk their lives to get good Instagram footage, you know, like,
oh, the guy was saying it was hilarious. He's like, any media source that uses this video, you have to license it. You have to pay me. You have to pay me.
Of course.
He's like saying this on the live stream.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that, because people just steal your stuff.
He don't have to say that. They're going to pay him. Like, you get paid for that. That's pretty nice. So I guess looking at it like that, maybe it's worth it. But yeah, the aftermath of Laura, pretty bad. We actually have a bunch of pictures of the aftermath that we'll post up on the Johnny B. Show Facebook page if you go there. But I'm sure you've been checking out all the footage. I'm trying to get to all the actual damage. I know one of the things that people are celebrating is that it toppled over a Confederate statue that just got approved to stay after a vote to keep it. It's like Mother Nature was like, nah, not you, statue. So I don't know if that's going to cause some sort of uproar with
it's
locals.
SJW hurricane.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know if the local rednecks are going to be all pissed off at Mother Nature. This goddamn liberal bitch.
Trying to take over. Down history.
You took over my goddamn legacy. God damn it. Dirty bitch. I knew it. I knew it. I knew those were tears. Oh, bleeding heart, liberal, hurricane, lower. Yeah, so I don't know. Did we see how many people, did anybody die in the United States?
I saw, I don't know if the count has gone up, but this afternoon I saw it was four.
Four, okay.
Which I was kind of like, damn, that's pretty good for how crazy that storm was.
For Cat 4, man. Yeah. I think they did a good job of evacuating people and kind of getting out in front of it, but man. Woo! What a booger. And now it's a tropical storm. And it's just tearing through the Mid-South.
Now it says six. So maybe they'll be adding a little bit as they pick up the pieces and stuff.
Yeah. And people are probably still in the hospital in critical condition, see what's happening. But bad stuff,
still
Laura.
Still pretty good. Six for that storm?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a heavy-duty storm that rolled through there.
Yeah, no doubt, dude. And they said, what was that? How did they state the storm surge? It was going to be unsurvivable.
Yeah.
Storm surge.
Yep.
Damn. What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Not survivable. You won't survive it.
Oh.
But looks like everybody kind of did, except, you know, six.
I saw a video this morning where there was a guy, and it was similar to some things I saw with Katrina, but this guy was, like, just holding on to a piece of, like, his house in the ocean, like he got washed away with the storm surge, but he was alive.
And they found him in the
Gulf? Yeah.
Damn.
He just went and picked him up. He's like, yeah, I've been out here for about 5 hours. And they're like, oh.
Good gosh.
Hop on in, kid. Jeez. Can you imagine?
I would have got the hell out of there. I mean.
Of course.
I ain't staying.
Yeah.
The storm rolls through.
Nah, man. I'll hunker down where I live now. I'm inland. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in Brandon. We hauled ass for
like
Irma.
That, a storm like that, like a Category 4, I mean, it could come in on the East Coast and still roll through and do a lot of damage.
Yeah, but we're not going to get storm surge where I live.
Right.
Yeah, we're fine there.
Yeah.
But we still bounced on Irma because they had the track going right over our house, and I didn't want a tree to fall through my house.
Mm-hmm.
So, and honestly, not to sound like a Barney badass, but I was staying. Leah was freaking out. In order to be a supportive man, I was like, you know what? If you don't feel comfortable, we can leave. She's like, I don't feel comfortable. So we left. And I did it for her because I love that girl. Mm. More than life itself.
Mm.
Johnny B. Show, can I help you? Hello?
Hey, what's going on, JP? It's Big Mike.
What's up, Big Mike? What's happening, buddy?
How you been, man?
Good, bro. What's happening? How you doing?
Hey, don't let Will hate on you with a big grabber, man. They're going to find you in the bathroom dropping a deuce. That's what they're wearing.
Dude, I'm telling you, I have had dreams about dying on the toilet since I was 7 years old. It's going to happen that way.
Premonition.
I'm going to die like Elvis.
Hey, I had somebody that wanted to talk to you real quick. Hold on a second, all right?
Yeah.
Hey, old Johnny, what's going on?
Oh, my God. Rocky, what's up, dude? Long time no hear.
Yeah, it's been about 5 years or so. You're big time now, you know?
I know. You used to call me way back in the day when I was just a lowly weekend warrior. Thanks.
Yeah. Love the show, man.
Hey, thanks,
peace
Rock.
Love you, though.
You sound good. Take care of that penis.
Yeah, the COVID's creeping on me, man. All right. Hey,
all right, buddy.
Stay safe, all right?
Yep, go punch some meat, friend. Later.
I got some meat he can punch.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't want to. That don't sound good at all. Sounds like a bad time, Will.
Nope. Fun.
Johnny B. Show, who is this?
EG.
Oh, Pizza Man EG. What's up, baby?
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm good, darling.
What?
I said good, darling.
Yes, sir. I cooked my buffalo burgers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, did you grind up the pork? Did you grind the bacon up in it like I told you to?
No, that's okay. I didn't.
That's all right.
Oh, man.
That's all right,
but
man.
No. I put sausage in it.
That'll work. Okay. That'll work. That's nice and fatty.
Yeah.
How'd it turn out?
Man, they're effing delicious.
Sounds like you're eating them right now. Are you eating them right this second?
No, I already much. Johnny, I cooked them for my 7-year-old and 10-year-old niece and nephews.
Aww.
Yeah, and they loved and they're watching some kind of fake off of some kind of movie off of the British
BBC. I don't know what it is. BBC on Pornhub. I got him, Will.
So
all right.
You did.
All right, bro. Hey, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, same thing. I love y'all, and I appreciate your time. And I'm off today, so now I'm just calling y'all like I'm crazy and stuff. And
nah,
Johnny,
man. You listen on your day
awesome.
Off? Thanks, man.
Yes, I do. And Big Will Coos,
yo,
I love you.
I love you.
Oh, man, this guy's the best, Will.
He's the best. He is number one.
Hey, you're a good dude, man, and a good uncle, man. Appreciate you. Have a good night, and have some me time. You know what I mean? Go soak your feet.
Yeah, put on some BBC.
Yeah, watch some BBC, bro.
Yeah. Cut loose.
I'm gonna pick up my wife. That is not. We're married, but it's not that. The whatever you call that one thing.
Okay. Swingers.
70-day fiance.
Oh, 90-day fiance.
No, she's just, yeah, she's just a really good Nepalese woman that we got married.
Yeah, that's right, dude. Damn right. She likes it because you got that big old ding-dong. Am I right, EG? Let's go!
Hey, I'm going to call y'all tomorrow. I love y'all.
All right, pal. We'll be here. Bye, pal. Later.
Yep.
If I don't have a grabber.